I'm Eric Hodge. This is WUNC Music's Songs We Love. It's a podcast and occasional radio series that looks at the stories behind the songs we're playing on North Carolina Public Radio's new Music Discovery Channel. WUNC Music is going 24 hours a day online and at 91.5 HD2. This time around, we are featuring the Chapel Hill band Mipso and their song Water Runs Red. The band looks like a string band with fiddle, mandolin, guitar, and upright bass. But singer Joseph Terrell says they try to reach beyond the traditions.
I kind of approach those sort of themes the way we do the music at large, which is, you know, incorporating the stuff that feels natural to us, as well as, you know, giving a little nod to the tradition.
Water Runs Red from the album Coming Down the Mountain is a good example of that. Libby Rodenboh wrote the song and says it almost didn't make it on the record.
It was obvious to us that it had a slightly different tone than a lot of the stuff on the record, and maybe a different from other Mipso songs that we'd done before, but we eventually decided that that was a good element to include.
I went to the doctor, said there's red in the water. He looked down at my daughter, he said the darkness tends to spread in the water runs red. Water runs red.
It's one of those things where sometimes the yin brings out the yang and vice versa. And so that's a debate on every record, whether you want outliers or whether outliers are sort of useful to the rest of the album.
I went to the station, they said, darling, what's the occasion? I said, lies are what you make on. You will never eat my bread in the water runs red. In the water runs red.
The song Water Runs Red from the Chapel Hill band Mipso is one of the songs we love at WUNC Music. It's getting played on North Carolina Public Radio's new Music Discovery Channel. You can hear it streaming online or at 91.5 HD2. I'm Eric Hodge.
And I'm Anita Rao from the podcast She and Her. If you want to hear more from Libby Rodenboh, we did a full interview with her. Libby talks about some of her songs and her perspective on what it's like to be a young woman playing music on stages often dominated by men. You can find She and Her, a podcast about Southern millennial women, on iTunes and at acast.com.